Yep. Okay, Commissioner Sakovic, can you hear us okay? Like you, can you hear us okay, Tom?
I hear you fine. Thank you.
You bet. Okay, terrific. We knocked BOE out of the way while we were getting online. Hi. So we are on to our commission meeting. Welcome, everyone. I think, are we okay, girl? Sorry. We're good.
Good.
I didn't officially. Okay. This May 29th at 2:08 p.m. We'll call this meeting to order. Rod Mann will give us our prayer reading or thought, and then after that, Ben Stanley will lead us in the pledge.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful this afternoon to be able to meet as a public body and are appreciative of the rights and privileges we have as citizens to participate in government. We're grateful for those who serve and ask for a blessing to be a commissioner, especially Tom, and we're appreciative that he's here. Please bless that we will cover the items that we need to, that they will be discussed thoughtfully, and we will arrive at good conclusions for the benefit of everyone. And these things I say in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Rob.
Please stand if you're able and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Thank you, Ben. Okay. Looks like we're kind of back to our old ways of building our consent agenda compared to any changes on the consent items that anyone would like to hold off of consent or discuss, which looks like it's items 1 through 35. Any questions on any of those? On consent.
None for me.
None. Okay. All right. Now, we can work through the regular agenda items rather quickly, I believe. Let's see here. How would you like me to do that, Paul? Or as like just if can we accept those 1 through 10 on and put them on?
Maybe take a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Should we put these regular agenda items on consent as well?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I would go through them and add any items to consent.
Let's do that. Let's do that. Great idea. Okay, so the first 35 we've addressed. So now regular agenda items 1 through 9. Any questions on any of those? I'm seeing a head nod from Commissioner.
None from me.
None from you. Thank you. How about 10 through 19? I've got 13 and 14 from Commissioner Gardner.
13 and 14. Nope. I'm good for what we have on the list.
Okay. I have none others. And then 21 through 29. There we are. On item 22, no real reason to hold, but if we're okay with the two names of Jeff Acerson and John Dougal. You good with that?
Yes.
Commission?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll just add those two names to 22. And anything else between 21 and 29 to hold?
No, none for me.
Okay. Then items 30 through 39. Got good here. How about you, Commissioner Sakovic?
I am good.
Okay. And items 40 to 49.
Again, I'm good for all of these.
Okay. And then it looks like for closed, we will hold, we'll strike 49, hold 50, strike 51, and hold 52.
Yeah, strike 52.
We're going to hold 52.
Excuse me.
Yep.
Okay, I have 13 and 14 as hold. 22 approved the name changes. And as for the closed meetings, we will strike 49. Hold 50, strike 51, and hold 52.
Terrific. I'd entertain a motion to approve those consent items.
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
I have a second.
Motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Thank you. That passes. Okay. Items 13 and 14. Bryce, Greg, tag team.
So do you want me to introduce it, or do you have specific questions?
Just an overview.
Just a quick overview. Okay.
Yeah.
Item 13 relates to a text amendment, land use ordinance text amendment, related to roads, public roads and subdivisions, specifically the provision to allow stub roads. If you recall, this was brought to you last fall by an applicant property owner that wanted to allow stub roads, dead-end roads, kind of carte blanche in the county, and we had some concerns with that, and so the commission invited us to maybe look at some possible remedies to allow this, but still kind of have some safeguards put in, and so we put together this proposal. Basically, it allows stub roads, what we term stub roads, in planned subdivisions, so these would be dedicated as county roads, in areas that have a natural slope over 10%. Our thinking was, one of the concerns we had was the preservation of the grid system and making sure that we had some examples last time of some dead-end roads. We had a small period of time that we allowed those, and now those have had structures built around them that might prevent future connection. And so we thought it might be good to have an allowance on areas that have some slope to them, such as West Mountain, that may not be the most conducive to the grid system in those locations, but we still have a provision to have a future connection to the existing road system if these are to be allowed. And we put some parameters in, some distance requirements, so they're not too long. We felt 7,000 square feet or 7,000 linear feet was appropriate. A lot of times our roads are centered on section lines or quarter section lines, and so we wanted to allow the provision to have a stub road potentially go about a mile and then connect over to the next existing road. So that was kind of the thinking there. We did send this version to the applicant of the first request. In fact, he came a couple weeks ago to this meeting, and he seemed to be satisfied with this proposal. Didn't touch grades. We did some research and felt like we were pretty consistent with what others do. I know Public Works has had some concerns about increasing those grades. So,
Planning Commission vote?
Oh, yeah. Planning Commission voted it unanimously.
Okay.
5-0. So.
Thank you.
Yep.
Fantastic. Thank you.
You're good. Any questions, Commissioner Sakovich? Okay.
None from me. Thank you.
Okay. And item 14, looks like. Before that, Greg, item 13, I'd entertain a motion.
Yeah, motion to approve item number 13.
Okay, we've got a motion.
Come.
And a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 That passes. Okay, item 14.
Greg Robinson with the Community Development. This is a rezone of a property that's off of 8,000 South in unincorporated county from the RA5 zone to the NC1 zone. This was a request by the property owner that also included a property that was two properties. One was their own that they had a single family dwelling on, but without any other uses. The other one was a nursery. So the zoning change for the nursery kind of fit within the zoning that they were requesting. Staff included the property in between the two that were requested so that there wouldn't be any kind of interruption in that zone. The Planning Commission voted to approve unanimously. We also had adjacent property owners show up, and I think that they will probably they did submit a request that will be going to the Planning Commission that will also be changing the zoning on the south of 8000 South. So other than that, if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
So this was a request of the property owner?
Yes. So two of the parcels that were included were requested by the property owners. The third one staff included just so that there wouldn't be a gap in between the two. We did the next request is actually one of the properties that was the property that we included as staff. The property owner wanted to then include another property, so they are actually supporting a rezone for the next amendment that will be coming to you probably next month.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any further questions?
None for me.
Make a motion to approve item number 14.
Okay, we have a motion to approve.
And a second.
And a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay, before we go into closed session, is there anyone from the public that would like to address the commission? Yes? Okay. We're okay. Okay. Anyone else? Okay. We'll go into closed session. Thank you, everyone.
You got a chance. That connection.
Okay, we're back in commission meeting. I'll entertain one final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, we have a motion.
Confirm. And a second.
And a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay, we are adjourned.
Thank you, everybody.
Somebody out here waiting for you. Okay. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yeah, I'll go talk to him.
That's right.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks. Other signatures.